little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
I'm Jess Williamson. This is White Bird.
Today's guest on the Sessions at Midori House is the very charming Texan musician Jess Williamson. She released a new album this year, her first on the excellent label Mexican Summer. It's called Cosmic Wink, and she recorded it during a state of flux while she was moving from Texas to LA, as she'll tell us right after this.
White bird in a wire cage, can't get hurt, she can't get saved. My house with a white gate, just who or what are we afraid of? Be kind to me. This is not my city. I don't know. Wing. Just can't wait to hear the white bird sing.
Jess Williamson, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, you wrote your album Cosmic Wink in a transitional phase during your life. Maybe explain to us a bit about the circumstances that this was written in.
Yeah, so I was going through a lot of changes. I moved away from Texas. I moved to Los Angeles. I also fell in love in a really big way, in a way that felt pretty life-changing. Those were the two major things that were happening when I was first starting to write the album. And then also, right before we started recording, my dog died, my beloved animal companion, Frankie. And so it was this really interesting thing because as I was writing the album and I'm falling in love so deeply and living in this new environment, I was seeing that she was fading, you know? And so I was starting to think a lot about the passage of time and even just her face, like the graying of the fur around her eyes was reflecting back to me in this really tangible way, the passing of time and something about being in love in this huge way and thinking a lot about time influenced a lot of the songs on the album.
And this whole kind of passing of time thing, is that something that you find quite intimidating, or is it something that spurs you on to carry on making music, do you think?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I often think about how we have such little time in our lives, so we better make it count and work really hard and go for the things you really want, for sure. But like, you know, there's like a song on the album that's a little bit, I See the White is the song. It's like a little bit throwing a tantrum about time, you know, like being mad that there's not enough time. There's a few songs that deal with that on the album. There's, yeah, I engage with this in a number of ways, from being like a childish, angry kid about it to letting it be a motivation and an inspiration. It runs the gamut.
And this whole kind of writing in a sort of state of flux when things are changing in your life, do you find that an easier point to write music from? I mean, does music kind of ground you again when you're in between times, perhaps?
I've found that it's, the songs come from different places. Like, for as long as I've been writing songs, it started out that I could only write songs if I was really sad and heartbroken, and I would find inspiration from that, and it was this release. But then with this last album, I found that I was really happy for the most part and feeling a lot of love. And so I was in a transitional place, being in a new town. And so I treated writing music like my day job. And I just woke up every morning and started writing, no matter what. Even if I didn't have inspiration, I treated it like a real practice. It became a practice. It was the first time in my life I'd been able to do that.
Mm, like a proper 9 to 5.
Yes. Yes, because I was new to LA. I didn't know a lot of people yet. I didn't have like a normal job at the time. You know, I'd been saving to make that possible. And it was, yeah, it was the first time where I really was able to live like an artist in this way I'd always wanted and treat it like my job. Yeah. This one's called Awakening Baby. I can feel your heart, or is it mine, or is it ours? Outside, something blooms alongside us. And this love predates my name and my face and my age. Something is awakening, awakening, baby. Signs in the cards and in the sky, in the back roads of my mind, I've taken you. You're talking to the fire like a lover again. You're a place I've never been. Something is awakening, baby. Baby. Is regarded as a relic. My past and my future envy me. Touch your shoulder, hear your breath in my ear, bring you that much closer. Something is awakening, baby, 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 baby. Awakening, babe, awakening, babe, awakening, babe, awakening, awakening. I was ready to make a record that felt really lush and felt also more collaborative. Like my past two albums, I was attached to this idea of like, I'm a solo artist and I wrote these songs. But with this album, I collaborated really heavily with Shane Renfro, who co-produced the record, and he co-wrote some of the songs with me. And he also happens to be the person that I fell in love with, that inspired a lot of the songs. And I wanted this record to be sort of a marriage of our strengths. And, you know, conceptually, it made a lot of sense to have it feel like ours. So he really, I mean, he's, you know, one of the best musicians I know. So he really helped me bring in more instrumentation and think about music in a way I hadn't before. He opened things up a lot.
I read an interview with you from a couple of years ago where you said that you consciously wanted to have a Texas sound, which is where you're from. Now that you're in LA, do you still feel the same way, or do you perhaps feel even more strongly that you still want to sound like where you're from?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm like, when I made the record, this was the first time that I wasn't thinking about having a Texas sound, even though I made it, I went back to Texas to make it. But the funny thing is, I think it's still in there, you know, because it's in me. I think this record does sound a lot like California, which is where I moved, but I think there's still some Texas. I think it's always going to be there. And yeah, this thing does happen when you move away from Texas, where you're like even more proud to be from Texas. So I feel that way. I think it's just a part of me. And this is Dream State.
You're my mirror. I'm not ready to touch you yet. Can I just see you close as I'm allowed to get? If I have half a mind, if I have half a mind, if I have half a mind, I am close to my dream. Close to my dream state. I am close to my dream, close to my dream state. I am close to my dream, close to my dream state. Close to my dream.
Been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Jess Williamson, and her new album, Cosmic Wink, is out now on Mexican Summer Records. Jess is touring Europe throughout the rest of October. You can find tickets online now. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have live music from Australia's Goon Sex. But for now, thanks for listening.